Now turn to part two. On a travel program, you will hear a man, Jeremy Clark, reporting from Mapei, a tropical island where people go on holiday. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences. You now have 45 seconds to look at part two.
Our reporter Jeremy Clark has been on the move again. We caught up with him under the palm trees on the tropical island called Mapei. He sent us this report.
If you're thinking of having the holiday of a lifetime, then I recommend coming here. To appreciate it fully, you need a week or a fortnight, preferably a month. But even after only a weekend, I can't see myself ever wanting to go home. It really is beautiful. Mapei has no airport, though, and international flights arrive on a larger island nearby. You then take what's known as a water taxi to get to Mapei. That adds about another hour onto your journey time, and if there are delays, it can be even longer. There is a helicopter service, but it's expensive, and so it isn't included in the price of most holidays to the island. My hotel, the Palm Beach, is as good as its name. Step outside, and you're on the beach. Take a few more steps, and you're in the water. What more could anyone wish for? Well, if it's perfection you're after, then I suppose you could ask for the car park to be moved a bit further away from the other side of the hotel. If you've got a room on that side, it can be a bit noisy at times. Another good thing about the position of the hotel is that you can easily drive into Port Mapei, the main town, if you want to change. We're not talking bright city lights and discos here, just a small town with a limited number of shops. But it has a great evening market, which is the highlight of any visit. Full of people, very cheap things to buy, and lots going on. More like a street theatre in some ways. The scenery and the driving are spectacular. I hired a motorbike one day and drove around. Cars and jeeps are also available. For some reason, however, everyone tends to drive down the middle of the road, whichever way they're going, so you never know what you might meet coming round a corner. Very bad for the nerves. And at the northern end of the island, unlike my end, there are mountains, which are lovely, but some very frightening twisty roads. I tell you, I was glad to get back to the peace and quiet of my beach. And talking about the beach, you know when you look at a holiday brochure and see pictures of idyllic-looking places and you think nothing can really be as good as that? Well, let me tell you, it is. There are palm trees at the back for a bit of shade when it all gets too hot, but watch out for falling coconuts. And then there's the white sand and an absolutely clear blue sea. And if you're interested in wildlife, you can see all sorts of seabirds of all shapes and sizes. And the fish are really spectacular. I've never seen such incredible colours. You don't even need a mask or anything. You can just stand there in the shallow water and watch them at your feet. There are no water sports at the hotel, but if you walk round the headland to the next bay, you'll find diving or windsurfing are on offer. There's not a huge variety because water skiing and powerboats are both prohibited on the island and the conditions are not right for sailing. And finally, the food in the hotel restaurant. Simple, fresh, and as far as I can see, most of it's local, from the island. We have lots of seafood and fruit. Don't ask me what it is, most of it's new to me. I thought my local supermarket in London sold a wide variety of stuff, but it's nothing compared to what you get here. It's true that some things like chocolate and ice cream are rather expensive here, but the only thing you can't get for some reason is marmalade. Anyway, I'm not complaining, unlike some people. The couple on the next table to mine haven't got used to the laid-back way of doing things here. It's true that the waiters in the restaurant are quite slow, but who cares? What's the hurry? Give these holidaymakers a few more days in paradise, and I'm sure they'll calm down. It's that sort of place.
Now you'll hear part two again.
Our reporter Jeremy Clark has been on the move again. We caught up with him under the palm trees on the tropical island called Marpe. He sent us this report.
If you're thinking of having the holiday of a lifetime, then I recommend coming here. To appreciate it fully, you need a week or a fortnight, preferably a month. But even after only a weekend, I can't see myself ever wanting to go home. It really is beautiful. Marpe has no airport, though, and international flights arrive on a larger island nearby. You then take what's known as a water taxi to get to Marpe. That adds about another hour onto your journey time, and if there are delays, it can be even longer. There is a helicopter service, but it's expensive, and so it isn't included in the price of most holidays to the island. My hotel, the Palm Beach, is as good as its name. Step outside and you're on the beach. Take a few more steps and you're in the water. What more could anyone wish for? Well, if it's perfection you're after, then I suppose you could ask for the car park to be moved a bit further away from the other side of the hotel. If you've got a room on that side, it can be a bit noisy at times. Another good thing about the position of the hotel is that you can easily drive into Port Marpe, the main town, if you want to change. We're not talking bright city lights and discos here, just a small town with a limited number of shops. But it has a great evening market, which is the highlight of any visit, full of people, very cheap things to buy, and lots going on. More like a street theatre in some ways. The scenery and the driving are spectacular. I hired a motorbike one day and drove around. Cars and jeeps are also available. For some reason, however, everyone tends to drive down the middle of the road, whichever way they're going, so you never know what you might meet coming round a corner. Very bad for the nerves. And at the northern end of the island, unlike my end, there are mountains, which are lovely, but some very frightening twisty roads. I tell you, I was glad to get back to the peace and quiet of my beach. And talking about the beach, you know when you look at a holiday brochure and see pictures of idyllic-looking places and you think nothing can really be as good as that? Well, let me tell you, it is. There are palm trees at the back for a bit of shade when it all gets too hot, but watch out for falling coconuts. And then there's the white sand and an absolutely clear blue sea. And if you're interested in wildlife, you can see all sorts of seabirds of all shapes and sizes. And the fish are really spectacular. I've never seen such incredible colours. You don't even need a mask or anything. You can just stand there in the shallow water and watch them at your feet. There are no water sports at the hotel, but if you walk round the headland to the next bay, you'll find diving or windsurfing are on offer. There's not a huge variety, because water skiing and powerboats are both prohibited on the island, and the conditions are not right for sailing. And finally, the food in the hotel restaurant. Simple, fresh, and as far as I can see, most of it's local, from the island. We have lots of seafood and fruit. Don't ask me what it is, most of it's new to me. I thought my local supermarket in London sold a wide variety of stuff, but it's nothing compared to what you get here. It's true that some things like chocolate and ice cream are rather expensive here, but the only thing you can't get for some reason is marmalade. Anyway, I'm not complaining, unlike some people. The couple on the next table to mine haven't got used to the laid-back way of doing things here. It's true that the waiters in the restaurant are quite slow, but who cares? What's the hurry? Give these holidaymakers a few more days in paradise, and I'm sure they'll calm down. It's that sort of place.
That is the end of part 2.